Hello and welcome to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. My name is Megan Moore.
And I'm Gloria Rogers.
We're so happy that you're here with us. We are trucking along in week 5 of the Washington State legislative session. How are you feeling, Gloria?
I'm feeling okay. It feels like this session is so much slower than last session. I know last year was a short session, but I didn't realize how different it was going to feel.
Yeah, it really does feel a lot longer. Remember, the short session was only 65 days last year. This time around, for the long session, it's 105 days. We haven't even hit our first cutoff yet, although that is coming up next week, February 21st, and I'm personally really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you said that a few times. Why are you looking forward to it?
Well, as of this recording, we have about 145 bills on our tracking list. These are bills that are a mix of Washington State Public Health Association priorities, our partners' priorities, and other public health bills that we don't really have capacity for, but we need to keep an eye on. So many of these bills are really important policy ideas, but the reality is that the majority of them are not going to pass the cutoff. So I admit it's a little insensitive for me to say I'm looking forward to the bills dying, but the reality is that my workload is going to get a lot lighter after the cutoff.
So what does it take to track one bill?
There is so much work that goes into tracking one bill. First, you need to watch all of the hearings the whole way through. You need to listen to the legislators' questions. Also keep a pulse on the intel from people who are experts on this topic. That's behind the scenes. If you can, you need to pay attention to the word about any amendments that are going to be proposed. Then you watch the executive hearings to listen to comments on the bill and watch to see if the amendments got accepted. Then you do that all over again in the fiscal committee. After that, you watch the rules poll sheets to see if a bill is going to get pulled onto the floor. If it's in the Senate, you try to watch the rules hearings to listen to the comments from the legislators because they're pretty casual in those conversations. Once it's on the floor but gets pulled out of rules, you need to pay attention to the order of consideration to see if it comes up for a vote. If it's voted through, you need to do all that again in the opposite chamber. And most importantly, through the whole process, you need to keep track of all the changes. Has the bill changed in a way that is good for health or bad for health? And if you're doing more than just tracking, if you're actually lobbying or advocating on a policy, you need to jump in at each one of those touch points to make sure legislators know your position on the bill and if you accept the proposed changes.
Wow, that's a lot of work just for one bill?
Yes.
And we have over 140 on our list.
Exactly. It's a lot of work. Okay, now keep in mind that we are not doing all of that work on all of those bills. That is why an organization can only prioritize a few bills. Sometimes an organization puts all of its effort just into one or two bills. So it really is a bummer when a bill dies, especially if it's a great policy idea. And this cutoff, a lot of bills are set to die.
Yeah, you mentioned that a few weeks ago. Bills may die just because they cost too much money this session.
Yep, good memory, Gloria. Yes. And speaking of bills that are likely to die, I need to come clean about something that I was too confident about last episode.
Oh no, what happened?
Okay, so remember how I talked about the vaccine bill, House Bill 1531? Well, it would make it illegal for the state or locals to change vaccine guidelines or mandates unless they were guided by science. It would make it so certain counties in Washington couldn't follow the Trump administration's guidelines for vaccines unless they were being guided by a scientific consensus. Okay, well, remember how I talked about this bill being a priority for the Democrats so that even though it had a relatively bad hearing, it was going to pass?
Yeah, you were very confident about it.
Well, consider me wrong. It doesn't look like the bill is going to pass the policy committee.
Why? What happened?
Well, the House Healthcare Committee has a brand new chair and a lot of new members this year. Actually, only 3 people remain on the committee from last year. So almost everyone is new. Okay. Several of the members moved to the Senate, a few retired, and a bunch of new legislators were elected to fill those seats. And so those new legislators, including the chair, did not see this coming. They did not predict how controversial this vaccine bill was going to be. And it sounds like they aren't ready to put their necks out there. I mean, this bill is getting national attention. It is a lot to commit to something like that, especially as a new legislator. So while the bill is a priority for the House leadership, it's really up to the committee to pass it forward.
Well, I guess we can all be wrong sometimes, but I know one reason why our listeners are here is for the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And this bill has given it.
Yes, for sure. It's the Bravo TV of the Washington state politics so far.
So what else has happened this week?
Well, there were, of course, a lot of hearings, as our listeners know. WSPHA testified on a bill about obesity treatment. And also both bills about creating a psychedelic substances market. Those psychedelic substances bills were really interesting. It was kind of like the cannabis people arguing with the psilocybin people. So if you're interested in that, if that's for you, go ahead and go back and watch those hearings on Tuesday and Thursday of last week. It's definitely some sort of Bravo TV that you might be looking for. And at the same time that bills are being heard in policy committee, we are now starting to see bills that have actually made it through the whole process in one chamber and are starting to get scheduled for the opposite chamber.
Already? That was quick.
Yeah. So the bills getting voted off the floor tend to be a little bit less controversial. I went back and looked at the voting records, and most of them were bipartisan or unanimous. There is one very controversial bill that was heard in the Senate on Wednesday last week. It's also getting national attention, and folks may remember it from last year.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's the parental rights bill. If our listeners remember last year, go back to the beginning of session. There were 6 citizens' initiatives on the table. There were the 3 that ended up on your ballot. So the one to repeal the capital gains tax, the one to repeal the Climate Commitment Act, and the one that would have made the Long-Term Care Act optional. But there were also 3 other initiatives that went to the legislature to work on. So they were the Parents' Rights Initiative, the one that repealed the police pursuit law, and one that just stated that Washington state does not have an income tax. So at the time, there was a lot of conversation in legislature about what they should do about the last 3. They're more policy-focused initiatives rather than budget-focused initiatives. In the end, they decided to pass them just as written, and they were written very poorly. Like, these policies are in our law, just bad writing, to be honest. This made a lot of voters really mad at their Democratic legislators that they passed those initiatives as written.
I do remember that. Why did they pass them like that if they were a bad policy?
Okay, so the reason why they did that is because by making absolutely no changes to the language, the legislators were able to bring them back this session for fixing with just a simple majority.
Okay.
So if they had made any changes at all to the language of the initiatives, they would have had to wait at least 2 years to fix them and would have needed a 60% majority to make changes.
Oh.
Yeah. So we lived with these poorly written policies for a year. And I don't want to minimize that. The parental rights bill in particular made a less stable school environment for LGBTQ plus youth. And that policy was very confusing to schools because it was actually in direct conflict with the patients' rights laws to have protected health information. Anyone over the age of 13, even LGBTQ plus teens, can talk to a doctor, a school nurse, or a school-based health center staff person without their parents being notified. But the Parental Rights Initiative said that parents should be notified if their kids tell any school professionals about being LGBTQ+. So this year, Senate Bill 5181 was proposed by Senator Claire Wilson to clarify the right to patient privacy in this bill.
Oh, and how did the debate go on the Senate floor?
Well, like I said, it was really controversial. There were 8 amendments proposed on the floor. And if you remember from last year, legislators get to talk about each amendment. So that many amendments really was a time sucker.
So that bill took a long time to get through.
Yeah. And as a side note, the House just took this rule away this year. It was also a really controversial thing that they did. It essentially removes the tool from the minority party. They can't kill bills by proposing a ton of amendments and running out the clock anymore. It's risky because if Democrats are ever in the minority again, they will not have this power anymore. But for now, it will work to speed things up.
That's so interesting. Well, if our listeners are looking for some drama, they should go back and watch that one.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know a few bills that will be heard this week.
Okay. So we will be hearing bills about creating the Medicaid Access Program, House Bill 1392, which would increase provider rates and expand Medicaid access throughout the state. It uses a really interesting way to pay for this expansion. So I'm interested to see how it goes before everybody's like, oh, this is going to be way too expensive. It's going to die. No, it uses like a really creative way to expand Medicaid rates. Mm-hmm. We're also hearing the Senate companion to the flavor ban bill, which we had talked about a few weeks ago, Senate Bill 5183. It's being heard on Friday morning at 8 a.m. in-house healthcare, which is very exciting. We are in support of both bills and recommend that you sign in on them if you can do that. We will link the sign-in pages in the show notes.
Well, we are all out of time. I know people want these episodes to be a bit longer, but we have committed to making these bite-sized and easy to listen to.
All right. Oh, hey, don't forget to sign up for Public Health Legislative Education Day, March 6th. The registration closes February 20th. That's next week. So the link is also in our show notes. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Public Health is Essential podcast by the Washington State Public Health Association. We will see you next week.